Hello. Okay. Hi. Was that TMI literally straight from my bed? Honestly, slay. Honestly, loving this. Honestly, feel so comfortable. Honestly, I feel like was that TMI? I've done a few episodes in my bed before, and my phone is blowing up. Do you hear that? It was calling. Kidding. Damn. I feel like was that TMI in my bed just makes so much sense. I've done episodes in here before, and it always feels so comfy and cozy, and I feel like it's when I get the realest, because I feel like this is like FaceTime with you guys, and I feel like when I'm on FaceTime with friends, I'm normally in my bed. Girls and guys, mostly girls in here. We've been going... No way I'm about to cry. We've been going through it. I'm not about to bawl on here. I've cried way too much recently. Okay, that's gotta stop. Hold on. Let me get my motherfucking phone. I'm getting spammed in the group chat with videos. Okay, I have been... If you follow me on other social medias, if you're new here, by the way, welcome back to What's That Team? Where we tell the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth. It's been a little depressing lately. And the thing is with this podcast, it's literally just me and my life. And it's going to get depressing sometimes because life's not always giddy. I'm happy and everything's amazing. I am happy. I'm very grateful for my life and where I'm at. But I've come to realize I've known this for a while. But I think it's really kicked in the past few weeks. Just like I've taken a step back and noticed, no matter how successful you may be, you may get, and no matter how many people I feel like are around you, you're gonna feel somewhat alone. You're gonna feel somewhat like there's more to come, and what is it? What do I need more of? Just for example, if you're new here or if you're not, let me just like give an example of me. I just turned 20. I literally have the job that I've always dreamed of. Like, literally would pray about being able to do this. When I was 13 years old, this was the biggest worry in my life. How am I going to be able to do this? Because that's what I want to do when I'm older. I got that. I have money. Like, I have financials to go kind of live wherever I want if I wanted to. And... whatever. Well, so 13-year-old me was like, when I get that, I'm going to be so fucking happy. And like, just that's all I would ever need in life. I'm happy. But there's always going to be new issues. There's always going to be new things happening that you're not going to think of when you're younger. And then you get to this spot. And I'm sure my issues right now at 20 years old are going to be way different than what my issues are going to be in 5 years from now, maybe even 2 years from now. As you get older, as you grow up, new things come into your life out of your control, and new feelings, new emotions, new worries. It's okay. It's normal. It's a normal thing. Something about me, I don't shut the fuck up. And when I'm not feeling right, when I'm not feeling happy, when I'm feeling like, oh my God, like what's going on? Why do I feel this way? I feel lonely. I need to make a change. I need to move, whatever. Luckily, I speak to everyone about it. And I'm so lucky to have people who are like, chill the fuck out. We all feel this way at times. Let me just give you guys a rundown of what's been going on recently. So I just got back from Atlanta, Georgia, my hometown, about 5 days ago. I had spent a little bit over a week up there with my friends, and it was a hard week just because I've had some changes in my life recently, and nothing bad has really happened. It's more of just like things are changing that I've been in place for a while, so it's making me literally be like, what is my life? When you have something consistent in your life for a while, when you make changes in life, it's weird, it's hard, it's scary, it's lonely. You're like, what? You don't know what to do. And that's, I think, something that has to be like seen as a beautiful thing. I think it's when you're fearful, you find yourself. I fully agree with that. And I do think, like I said, there's, what the fuck is that on my cup? There's always going to be new things to be fearful about. You guys are probably like, what the fuck, Sadie, are you even talking about? I got home. I've kind of just been like, all right, I need to just focus on me. I need to just focus on Sadie. I just really need to like be independent. The independent Sadie bitch, we all know. That's who I need to be right now. And I did it for like 3 days. And then I had a wave come of like, who are you? Who are you? What is your life? You're unhappy, bitch. Like, you live with your family and you're 20 years old. Go fuck yourself. Why do we put these thoughts in our head? Why do we do this to ourselves? I don't know. But I'm trying to learn how to like turn them off. I think I come on here a lot and I talk about to you guys. I'm like, I need to move out. I've realized I need to move out. Or I'm like, I need to find friends. Or I'm like, I need warm weather to be happy. And I feel like I just sound so ungrateful. And maybe not even ungrateful. It's more of just like, I'm not taking a step back, getting a new perspective and realizing like you're fucking alive. Be happy where you are because you're there for a reason. I'm always thinking the grass is going to get greener. Like I'm always thinking that. I'm always just like, okay, if just this would be fixed, I would be happy. Same thing 13-year-old me thought. If I could just get all of this stuff, I'll be happy. There is always going to be something where you're like, I'm not fulfilled. I'm not, why do I not feel happy? Why do I feel alone? Why am I worried about these things? I fucking overthink so much. And that's something that people do not expect from me at all. I overthink more than the average person. Always overthinking. Always fucking overthinking. And I think it has a lot to do with like, I plan out my future. And that's something that you can't really do because, I mean, to an extent, you can be like, okay, I have a job in Maryland and I have to live there for 2 years. And then after that, I can decide if I want to stay or leave. That's one thing, yes. But you don't know what other obstacles you're going to face. You don't know what else is going to come into play. And you have to take life day by day because things change daily. Things change daily. Things can change with your health, someone else's health around you. Fucking the world. Like, it's just, you can't really plan out your future and you can't rely on your future and its plans and just have full happiness in that, like gain your happiness from that, because that's something I do. I don't live in the moment a lot. I live in the like future and like what's gonna happen, and that brings me happiness and joy. And I'm like realizing I'm not fulfilled. Because I'm not sitting here, like, even today, like, this sounds so weird. You guys are like, Sadie, what the fuck? I'll literally, like, sit down and just imagine scenarios and of, like, this weekend, like, what I'm doing. Like, I'm imagining scenarios playing out and, like, how much fun it's going to be. And I'm like, okay, get excited for things, but, like, why am I spending an hour sitting here doing that? Like, I shouldn't be doing that. I should just be sitting here enjoying the moment. But I don't know. I'm just like such an overthinker, and it's something that I've not been able to ever fucking like get past it. There's always breakdowns I have. I always have breakdowns. The one thing that does help is God, me praying to God, me having faith in him, me saying like, I need to understand God's doing something for a reason. If I'm going to sit here and be miserable about it, I'm not appreciating the fact that I'm here and I'm alive and I'm living in this moment he put me in. That's one thing that somewhat helps me. I think another thing that's been fucking me up recently with the overthinking is my phone. I literally, when I'm not on my phone and I'm just thinking about Sadie world and what I'm doing right now, I normally am okay. Like, I'm normally not whatever. When I get on my phone and I start seeing who this person or what this person's doing, what that person's doing, what this person did, I'm like, start going fucking crazy. I start going crazy. I start freaking out and I start being like, I need that. That's what I need. That's what I should be doing. I need that. The same thing 13-year-old Sadie did in her bed when she would go online and watch videos of people and be like, if only I could have that, I would be happy. I don't know why I do that. I don't know why the fuck I do that. I don't know why. And I'm trying to get better at it. I'm really trying to get better at it. And I think it's something that it's probably just so relatable to people. And that's something whenever, like, I wasn't planning on even recording a podcast tonight. We're only 11 minutes in. I don't even know what the fuck I'm going to talk about for the rest of the time. But whenever I'm, like, just speaking into fucking basically thin air, but really my mom's standing there just not really listening because all I do is talk and she just has to listen, I'm like, I need to go sit down and record a podcast about this because it's real ass shit. Like, it is things that I bet you so many other 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 year old girls are going through. Fuck, literally everyone. Everyone goes through this shit. Everyone feels lost. Everyone feels lost. And like, if you say, no, I don't feel lost at all, fucking please come to my house and sit me down and tell me how you don't at all. When I'm talking to God, I will say I feel better about it. And I do have that faith. I need to literally tap into that more and realize that at times when I'm freaking the hell out. But it's just like every single person I've talked to about my situation of life, for example, something that's been big today, is I was sitting here and I was like, shit, I come home during the week. I kind of just like work. And then every weekend I'm driving, traveling somewhere else to do something, to have a social life. And that's not like, you know, really healthy. That's not reality. I should live somewhere where I can have a social life where I live. That's what I was telling myself. I really started thinking about it and I was like, what sense does that make? Because then I'm just gonna go somewhere where I have more friends, but still probably be traveling all the time to see other people I wanna see or do other things. Like, it's just my reality right now. I'm 20 years old. I don't really know anyone I could go live with. And if that opportunity arises, I'm sure I'll look at it and consider it, but it's not there right now for me. And I try and force it sometimes. And I'm like, no, I need that. I need that. Like, I need to get the hell out of here. I need to be somewhere where I'm around more people because that's what this person's doing and this person's doing. I then start comparing myself to other people. And I'm just coming to the realization like that's not okay. Like, I should be able to come home, go, this is my room. This is my family. This is my life right now. If I'm unhappy, that's a different story. I don't think I'm even unhappy. I just start thinking I'm doing something wrong. I just start being like, this isn't right. This isn't right. Maybe I shouldn't be here. And it's like, we can always go, what if, what if, what if? And it's like, I sit here a lot and I do that. But then I really think about it deeply and I'm like, I don't want to move out. What I'm doing is okay. What I'm doing works. And then it's like, if one day I do decide I'm going to move out and I'm going to try it, I go and try it and I come back home. If I don't like it, it's not that deep. That's something else I try and think about sometimes, is like, it's not that deep. And I shouldn't be so worried about this shit. Like, it's just life. You have to let it happen. There's a plan for you if you believe in that. And it's all going to be okay. This girl, Brooke Bush, talked about in a video one time. She posted a YouTube video about this and she was like, I was having a dream that I was in this house and there was like, she heard water pouring from upstairs or something, but didn't think anything of it. Then she woke up and the whole house was surrounded by water or something. I'm not really sure. And, hold on. Hi.
Fucking TikTok.
Huh?
I saw your TikTok.
Which one? Oh, I'm a mess. This is McKinley, everyone. Okay, go ahead. Okay, guys, popping in really quick to tell you that McKinley's FaceTiming me to talk about a TikTok about me moving back to my hometown because I was debating on it. And then I decided I'm not going to do that right now. And here's us talking about that.
I'm not like, this is me thinking what's best for you, not what's best for me and what I would benefit. Yeah, I benefit from seeing you. But like you literally said in your TikTok, it's central to the places you go to. It's not far. You're not crazy far from the beach. You're not far from Nashville. You're not far from Alabama. And you know how cool it'd be to for you to be like working and then like I'm working and then we're like, oh, we're both done. Let's get dinner.
Yeah. No, I do. I do get that. Literally, I think for me though, I definitely wouldn't live alone. I like am terrified of that. I won't be able to sleep at night living in my own place. Just like if I literally moved down and lived alone, I would not say it online because I would be terrified.
Say I'm moving in with you. Cut that part out.
No, If I moved, I would try an Airbnb in Atlanta for a month just for like the fuck of it. But I would need someone to live with me.
If you were to do that, I'll move in with you for a month, depending on where it is. I'll shake my hand with you right now. I'll move in with you.
Okay.
Sadie, you're resorting to what's comfortable for you.
No, I think it's more my dad spelt it out for me a little bit. Like, he was like, Sadie, you're sitting here upset because you're overthinking, because you don't have a ton going on right now and you're waiting for the weekend. He was like, I love you, but you're probably gonna get to Georgia and literally have the same issue. You're gonna sit in your apartment or whatever you're in. He was like, and you're gonna be thinking while your friends are at work, what am I doing? Should I be here? He was like, you're just an overthinker. And I was like, he honestly is kind of right.
No, yeah, I mean, I don't think it should be a rash decision that's made right now.
But I do, I would come up there for a month and like try it.
I mean, it's only a month. It's not like you're signing a lease and you're locked in here.
Right, yeah.
You know? I mean, like, you gotta try new things out in your life.
Maybe like around Ole Miss or something. We'll talk about it. But I think I just started spiraling and was literally like, I have to move from here right now.
No, I know. But like, you also can't make rash decisions. Maybe half a month. Maybe literally only 2 weeks.
Yeah. Hey, let me finish this and I'll call you back.
It's like, Greg, wait till you hear this. Okay. Hey, vlog.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye. I literally have the best friends ever. And I literally fucking love McKinley to death. Okay, so let's just talk about my fucking life and what's going on. So, Charlie and I we broke up, and there's literally no bad blood. Like, I could not say one bad thing about him. Like, we love each other. It just wasn't working, and that's normal. Like, we're both literally so young, and it's kind of just like, it got to be more of, it was just getting hard, and we cared about each other so much and love each other so much. Like, it wasn't fair to either of us anymore. That's really all I can say. Like, I don't really know. Nothing bad happened. Like, I don't really know. But it was like my first real relationship. Like, it was my first real, like, I'm fucking like in love with this person. Like, I literally like could see myself like having a life with this person. And you know, when that's, I don't even want to like say changes, because it honestly hasn't really changed in my mind, but just when things that were in place are no longer in place in the same way, it's terrifying. It's literally fucking terrifying. And I've been scared. Like, that's really what it is. It's like, I've been scared. He's my fucking best friend. And yeah, it's just weird. But I know that, like, I get on here and I fucking talk about my life because I'm just a normal person. I feel like I'm relatable to people, and I feel like I would, if I was sitting in my room right now and I didn't do what I do and there was a girl on TV talking to me saying she's going through the same thing, I'd be like, fuck, like, I feel better. And that's kind of what I just want to be to people, like, just someone that they can see. Like, I'm literally just a friend to you guys. You guys are friends to me. And it's just like, you know, it's real shit. It sucks. It's weird. I don't know how to fucking deal with it. I don't know how to process it. I don't know how to, like, be me without that person. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, that was just, every night I went to bed, I thought about them. Every morning I woke up, I thought about them. So it just, it's so hard. And it's been exhausting, because you just want it to be like okay in your head. And it just, it's something that I think just takes time. It takes time. And like I said, I've never really gone through that before, but I'm going through it, if it's not obvious. But I'm also like, everything happens for a reason, and I'm grateful that I'm able to like, I'm grateful that like we experienced what we did experience together, and that like I can still sit here and say like I fucking love him to death. And
yeah, I would always watch videos of people, like couples online, and like watch them talk about this shit, and I'd be like, why the fuck are they breaking up? Like, I'd be like, I don't get it. Like, why are they, like, it doesn't make sense. And it's just like, it's so weird. It's so weird.
You know, you're like going through it when you got people texting you like, yo, are you good? I think the number one thing I would say from this episode that I want you guys to take is just, you gotta love yourself. Like, you really, I for so long, and I know I still am, I would always like be like, I'm literally my own best friend. Like, I just fucking talk to myself, go do shit by myself. Like, I remember I used to fucking go and get food at the beach, and I would literally sit at the restaurants by myself and I would eat, and like, happy as could be. Like, I'm like, yeah, what, this is fucking normal life. Like, this is life, people do this. And I'm just working on getting that back right now, and I know it's there. But fuck, I've been good for a minute. Today just kind of trickled down, but it'll be fine. I know I'm gonna be okay. I know I'll be fine. You guys know I'll be fine. And yeah, you just gotta trust life. Appreciate things. Appreciate being in the moment. Put on music you like. Dance in your room. Look in the mirror. Tell yourself you're beautiful. Talk to yourself. If your parents are around, call your parents. I'm so fucking grateful for my family, bro. Like, I get in my head and I'm like, I'm 20 years old. Like, what the fuck am I doing still living at home? Dude, like, it's not like I can sit here and say confidently, like, I don't want to fucking leave. Like, that's my family. Like, I fucking love my family. Even though some people my age aren't there and around that, for me, it's my reality. I think I'm going to upload this one on a whim. And yeah, I love you guys so much. You guys are the best. Sorry, I just had to put a little bit of humor in. That was the GTA death sound effect. Anyways, I recorded some more of this episode today. If you're watching on visual, it's easier to tell what's going on. But if you're audio listeners, we're skipping to the next, actually 2 days later, today, in fact. This is so funny to me. This is unreal. Hey guys, I'm surprisingly doing a little bit better in the moment right now. Probably doesn't look like it, but I am. Ow, my face is also so sunburnt. It is a day after I recorded that little smidge in the beginning of this episode. I want to add more in because I feel like this episode is about, it's not really, I feel like my episodes are always just life updates. It's always just like, okay, what happened this week in my life? And I feel like for what I'm dealing with right now, it's coming in waves. People told me that they were like, okay, when you go through a breakup, it comes in waves, and it comes in waves of like, you're fucking fine, and you're like, I can handle this shit, and like, I know who I am, whatever, I'm good. And then you're back to like, oh my god, like, this is the end of the world. And I'm definitely going through all those waves right now. And I feel like you guys got a really sad wave, and I want to also show you the happy, optimistic wave, because you have to be a little bit happy and optimistic in order to get through this bullshit. Anyways, though, story fucking time, because you guys are going to be like, whoa. Last night, I was like, I went to the beach yesterday, had a good day, was feeling like myself, feeling good, and I was like, okay, like, Sadie's back, I'm back, like, I was excited. And one thing for me, I'm such a planner, like, if, when I tell you I have fantasies playing out in my head, not sexual, but fantasies of, like, things that are going to happen in my life, like, I literally romanticize, and, like, my Roman Empire is literally imagining scenarios in my head all the time. It could be me dancing in a group of people and them thinking I'm, like, so hot and, like, just the coolest person alive. It can be me in Africa helping, like, children and making a whole documentary on it, and that's my plan for the next month. It can be me moving to Puerto Rico and learning how to surf and being really good at surfing. Like, I love to just build the most unrealistic scenarios in my head, and that's what builds my happiness. And that's okay. Like, I'm like, you know what, honestly, if that's what makes me happy, that's fine. That's literally my therapy, is building out things in my head of what I'm gonna do, even though I know I'm not going to. Anyway, story time. So last night, had a good day at the beach, was chilling, whatever. And then I obviously have friends in Florida. If you listened for a while, you know I have friends in Florida, and I haven't seen these kids in so long, and these are like, They all have such good hearts. I love all of them. They've always, like, been there for me. They're just a sweet, sweet group. I got really lucky when I moved to Florida. Well, I haven't seen them in a while. And, you know, it's not like, I mean, I guess this can relate to anyone. Fucking things change when you don't see people for a while. And for me, I'm obviously going through change. Like, I just, for the past 9 months, was living a very somewhat different life than I'm going to now moving forward, probably. And so I went and saw them and picked up like two of my guy friends, and I was like, okay, and we were going over to watch a football game at my friend Slater's house. I could not do it. I couldn't do it. I picked them up, and I was just like, I'm almost too hard on myself. Like, I'm like, you need to go out. You need to go out. And I literally forced myself to go, and I wanted to. I was excited about it, but I just, like, I got there, and I couldn't be there in the moment. Like, I couldn't be present. And I was just, like, trying to be positive. I remember fucking Joey being like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, no, like, I'm good. And I was like, oh, my God, like, I'm not good. I couldn't focus on anything. The music that was playing, nothing. I was just so in my head. I was overthinking so hard. So then we go to Slater's house, and we're going to chill and watch the football game. And we go in, and everyone's just, like, hanging out, drinking, chilling. Literally the most chill situation. I'm having anxiety like a motherfucker. Like, I'm literally just, like, I can't talk about my life right now to anyone. Like, I can't be asked about my life right now because I'm going to break down. I'm not going to be able to do it. And I was just, like, I have to leave. Like, I have to leave. And they, like, they understood. Love them. Bless them. I know I'm going to see them soon. But they were, like, no, we get it. And I almost, like, I left and I came to the realization in my mind, like, it's okay to chill out. Like, it's, oh, like, I was like, I'm excited to go home and watch Adam Sandler talk to me on my TV. And that's completely fine. And that's something that I feel like I'm always like, I need to be doing something all the time. I love people. I'm an extroverted person. I thrive off of talking to people, listening to other people, like, hanging out with people, partying with people, whatever. But I'm like, it's okay to be alone. And I was talking to my friend Anthony about this because I've been on his podcast before. He was like, I'm the opposite. Like, I like to be alone. And he's like, but sometimes I push myself to go out and to be with people. And he's like, it's just, it's life. It's literally just life. Like, there's things that you have to force yourself to do because you know it's going to be okay. And like last night, I was almost like, I'm going to force myself to stay out tonight and do it. And I was like, you know what? I never just let myself chill and breathe, and I need to do that. And I was like, damn, who am I? Am I fucking, like, mature now? Fuck no, I hope not. Fuck that. I actually am pretty mature, I feel like, for my age. But, you know, got home, and I was glad I came home because it felt good. But it also then, I was like, I'm such a fucking little bitch. Like, I felt like such a failure. I was like, this is never gonna get better. And I almost was like, okay, I need a fucking boyfriend again. Like, I literally need a boyfriend again, which I know I don't want a boyfriend right now. But when I get in those situations and I get so scared and in my head, I'm like, I need this in order to be happy, or I need this in order to be happy. And sleeping on it, waking up, having a morning to myself, I realized we always think we need something else to make us happy, and that's not the case. I feel lonely a lot, even though I have people, so many people. I have all of you guys. I have my family. I still feel lonely a lot. I think everyone does, whether they want to admit it or not. And if you don't, let me know what drugs you're taking, because I feel like it's just, can this fly fuck off? I feel like with just the world we live in phones and everything, it's impossible to not feel alone, or like you could be somewhere else, or you could be doing something better, because we're watching everyone else's lives. For me, example, I don't have like a best friend. I do. I have a really good, solid group of girls, but it's not like I can be with them all the time. They live in Georgia, they have jobs. If I want to go do things sometimes, I have to go into those situations alone. And that's just fucking life. And honestly, I wish I had someone to go do things with all the time, and it was like me and them were together all the time, and like we go do stuff together, which I have had for the past 9 months. Like, it's just, when you're in a relationship, or even not a relationship, you guys saw this happen with another fucking friend of mine. When that falls apart, you're like, ooh, what the fuck? Especially if it's, you only have one person, like one, you know? And so I started getting in my head, and I was like, I need someone else. I need someone else in my life, because I don't want to go do these things and be alone. I don't like it. I hate it. And it's just kind of like, that's out of my control to an extent. That is out of my control. If I want to go and do all the different things that I do, no shit, I'm probably not going to have someone on my hip all the time. That's just the reality of it. Same thing with like, if I'm McKinley, for example, she's been my friend literally growing up. I don't know if some of you guys might not know McKinley. I don't think she's came on the podcast before, but the one that was on the phone with earlier, she has been my best friend since like fifth grade, like literally. And we would be on and off in each other's lives, on and off, but we never lost it. Like, we always were talking something. And so for me, it's like, that's my best friend, but I don't want to go do what she's doing every weekend. And she might sometimes be like, fuck, I wish I could have Sadie here because this would be way more fun. But it's just not, it's not reality. And so I think for me, it's like, example, Auburn Rodeo is coming up next weekend. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go. And I'm like, but fuck, last time I was there, I went into the situation alone. And granted, I have a great friend group there that I step into, but I always feel like an outsider because I feel like that friend group's already formed. Like, I'm like, they're a friend group. They like kind of live together. They're always together. I just step in and out of it. And it's like, I feel like an outsider to it. And it's weird. And I'm like, I have to just get over that. And so, but that's why I'm like, oh, if I had a friend, I would bring that friend. And then me and the friend are kind of together. And then like the group's there, which I do have a good friend, Emily, there actually, now that I think about it. And she would probably love what I'm saying right now, because she'd be like, I feel the same way. But that's the thing. The biggest thing is, everyone fucking feels this way in some way, shape, or form. Like, everyone to an extent feels alone, feels like they don't have someone there all the time. And like, granted, unless you have a best friend that you fucking live with or are with 24/7, and you guys are always making plans together and whatever, or you are in a relationship, or you are fucking like married, it's probably gonna feel like that. And then even too, I've like come to the realization of, when you, like, people who are married, I'm sure they sometimes are like, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing? Okay, I have a child now, and I have a husband, and what the fuck? I want to go back to when I just did whatever the fuck I wanted. And so it's like, everywhere in life, we're always going to be like, this, I need this, I want this, this would make me happy, this whatever. And it's just, I've been leaving myself voice memos in my fucking phone. Like, I literally have, let me show you guys. Having no consistent friends is the newest one I recorded. Advice I need, debating something in my life, when I feel alone. And so I have all these voice memos, and it's literally me when I get in these moments of like, I'm okay. I recorded voice memos to play to myself. That way, when I'm getting down bad and overthinking, I have something and it's myself telling me like, stop overthinking, because when you're not overthinking, you're okay. I don't know. I've just been stressing it's all going to be okay. But I woke up this morning. I woke up this morning to this girl, Isabel Graff. I don't know if that's how you say your last name, but I followed her on TikTok. I found her because she made a video, I want to say about a year ago maybe, and she was living in Nashville and she was like, get ready with me while I tell you about how me and my boyfriend broke up and we lived together. And she was so funny. And I was like, oh my God, this is hilarious. Well, she has been in a relationship. And I remember we talked and I was like, oh my God, we need to meet. We should move to South Florida together, whatever. And she was like, yeah, well, then I was in my relationship. She was in her relationship and started a new one not too long ago. I literally woke up and like one of the third videos I saw, weirdly enough, I thought about her when I was going through the whole like process of emotions I've been going through. And I was like, fuck, like I would love to go hang out with her. And I was like, but she has a boyfriend and we can't do that. I can't do that. Like, it's people have their own lives and I just have to be okay with that. But she made a video this morning and she was like, get ready with me while I tell you about why me and my fucking new boyfriend just broke up. And she was like, yeah, whatever, hate him, fuck that. And I was like, no way. And I don't want to see people going through shit, but it made me be like, I'm not alone and you're not alone and no one's alone. Everyone feels this way. No one knows what the fuck they're doing. No one knows what they're doing. No one knows what the future's holding. It's just like everything's in God's hands. Everything's in God's hands. And it's so hard, but we have to just try and live in the present and live in our own situations versus comparing them to others. Let me play you guys one of these things though. Okay, this is one called Advice I Need. I'm so weird.
My advice to you would be, keep living it up. There's been no moments in your past that you're gonna look back on right now and say, fuck, that wasn't a fun period of my life. Everything you've done has been fun, and most of that has been you independently just running around the fucking world. Take the time when you're at home, take advantage of the fact that you're in the middle of nowhere. Maybe God put you there for a reason so you could actually focus. Get a YouTube video up, get a podcast up, get excited about it, upload that shit, have sexy little babies, and fucking just ride out.
Okay, anyways. But yeah, life is just so, it's so weird. And like, I feel like something that I'm so glad I had this podcast, because I think it's really shown a side of me that wasn't, I'm very real and raw on the internet, but I feel like I cope a lot with my like emotions, being sad or angry or feeling alone, with humor. And that's okay, because I think it honestly does help me a little bit. But I also am like, I would help so many people if I was more honest and talked about my feelings, and I'd probably help myself. And I think that's what I do on here, is I talk about that shit with you guys, and it does help me, and I think it does help hopefully you guys as well. So yeah, shit's weird, life's weird, but God puts people in and out of our lives for reasons and we have to be okay. But just know I'm a thinker. I'm a little fucking thinker. I'm always thinking, always overanalyzing, always overthinking. And literally I was saying, my friend Slater said to me last night, he was like, Sadie, you're completely overthinking the situation, and I wish I had a button to just flip that switch and not. But sometimes you just gotta sit in your thoughts and you just gotta let them play out. So I know definitely this is not like, oh, Sadie's fine, Sadie's back, Sadie's single era. I know it's definitely not like, it's, believe it or not, I'm not just like happy, giddy Sadie. This is a very personal experience for me. And I'm really trying to like look in the mirror and be like, all right, what's going on? Let's try and fix these things. Let's not ignore these things. And I think this is a healthy period of my life. And I'm glad you guys are along for the journey. In positive vibes, don't know what that means. I did get a studio. It's not really a studio. I got a place that I'm going to have my parents to record this weekly, which I think is going to force me to, which I think is good, because I've not been focused at all. I've just been like ignoring any responsibility in my life. And it's also hard too, because I'm like, I started doing this when I was so young And I never had someone being like, you have to do this. You have to do this. It's all just like, here you go, Sadie. And like, no one tells me where I need to live, or no one tells me where, oh, here's your office and here are your employees, and, you know, kind of make friends with them and whatever. I don't have that, which some people would be like, you're lucky as fuck, which I agree. I'm glad I don't have that. But the downside to it is I'm kind of like, I don't know where I should be. I don't, it's when you have, it's almost easier for someone to tell you like where to go and where to be versus just like, it's all up to you. But I don't know, life's weird. And the biggest thing is try not to compare yourself to others, and like, don't look at me and be like, fuck, if I had her life, I'd be happy, because I used to think the same exact thing. And I don't look at anyone now and really think that, because everyone's going through their own shit. So yeah, but I love you. I'm glad we were able to do that in some better light, but I love you guys so much, and y'all are the best, and I'll talk to you very soon. Love you. Okay, bye. Penis.